Even though we don't pray the creed on this feast day, whenever we celebrate the one of the apostles or two of the apostles, we should always call to mind that those four marks of the church that we pray each time we pray the creed, that we believe in the church that is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. That in God's plan, God's wisdom for sharing the truth and sharing the message of salvation was to be done through the apostles and then their message going out, as we heard, to all the earth. How can we be certain that we are worshiping, that we are in union with the same Jesus that walked the earth, is that we are in union with the church that Christ founded, that is faithful to the teachings of the apostles? It's really that simple. If we're not attached to the apostles, then we can't claim to be attached to Jesus. So any ecclesial communion, any organization, any faith tradition that can't trace themselves and is not inherently linked to the apostles, they have no right to call themselves the Church of Jesus. It's only the church that Christ founded. So it's always good to be reminded of the reality of the church that Christ founded, only one. And as we unite ourselves to our bishop and to the apostolic faith, we can be certain that we are united to Christ. This is what St. Paul is constantly trying to remind all the communities, all the churches that he founded. In the reading we have today from Ephesians, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but your fellow citizens with the holy ones. In our day where there's so much confusion about identity, it used to be like a teenage angst thing, trying to find identity, but it seems to have spread through all age ranges now. So such confusion about who am I and what is my life about, and we're searching for all these things. If we would simply return to the scriptures and let the apostolic faith teach us, then we would remember that we are no longer strangers or sojourners, but we are fellow citizens with the holy ones. We are a member of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles, with Christ as the capstone, Christ as the cornerstone, and in that we are being built up into the household of God, the temple of God. So we are what St. Paul would call, St. Peter in his letter says, that we are the living stones, the living temple of Jesus Christ. This morning I was just reflecting on the time I spent in Spain with a religious community, and they were building their community house, and so I was able to take part with that. And they were building a stone wall. I mean, it wasn't like an accent wall like some of us have in our homes now. This was like the actual wall of their house. And they had gone and scurried and found all these stones, and there was a big mound of rocks. And so we would dig through this pile of rocks, and we'd find the stone that we need to fit in that particular place. And then we climb the ladder and the scaffolding and this very primitive pulley system. We'd get the rocks up to the top, second, third floor, and we would carefully put that rock in its place. Let's get a good image, I think, for how we should be responding to the gospel. That rock couldn't just stay where it was and agree to be part of the wall. That rock, if it was animated right, it would agree to be being moved. And the suffering it took to move from its comfortable place in the pile to being set in the wall. And that's the message, that's the theme, that's the image that we have. It's like, as Jesus called the apostles out from their common everyday life, from what was comfortable, what was knowledgeable, what was probably easy, he called them and sent them on mission. Each one of us has to be willing to be moved from our comfort zone, to be moved with Christ, so that with the apostles and all the saints, we too can be built into that living temple of God. And just as maybe a tangent, just a little pastoral reflection, if we want to have our hearts in constant anxiety and we stay tuned to the news all the time, The church is the new Israel. So when we think about praying for peace in the world and for the end of terrorism and the end of the destruction of human life, and we pray and we hope for human rights to be respected, as Catholics, we don't have a political attachment to the land over there. The church is the new temple. The church is the new Israel. And so we pray for peace, of course, but Christ has fulfilled the prophecy, and each one of us, we are that temple. We are the place where the world should be encountering Jesus, not some place where Christ was, but where Christ is as we live a life of grace.